The transition to Afghanistan having full security responsibility is one step closer in Paktia province. Local government dignitaries and Afghan National Security Forces officials gathered at the Gardez Regional Training Center to welcome the first class of Afghan local police trainees on June 12th. According to Brigadier General Zamali, Chief of Police, joining the ALP shows great honor and bravery.
ALP are like the backbone of skeleton for this country. Therefore, you must give your best effort as your brother before you have served and accomplished good things and sacrificed their life for this country to bring security for the people.
The mission of the ALP is to provide security to rural villages. This Ministry of Interior administered program consists of about 22,000 members serving throughout Afghanistan. Since the ALP is a defensive force, the addition of these officers will help other branches of the ANSF focus on offensive operations to help Afghanistan stand on its own feet. Afghan National Army Brigadier General Mohammed Asif Dawood, commander of the OCCR 203 Thunder Corps, said teamwork among the ANSF is essential for Afghan success.
You are coming here voluntarily. You've been steady and you understand. You know the country, you know the enemy, and you know their tactics. Right now, the terrorists occupy our country, destroy our bridges and structures, killing our people, closing our school, the kidnapping our innocent people and kill them. You know all that and understand, yet you are ready to join the ALP.
This ALP class will have approximately 30 new recruits who will train under Afghan instructors. The ALP was created in August 2010 and is expected to have 30,000 members by the end of 2014. It is success stories like this that demonstrate the growing capabilities and independence of the ANSF. Reporting from Gardez, I'm Army National Guard Staff Sergeant Jacqueline Fitzgerald.